Welcome to another Ed Talks Daily episode. Today I'm going to be talking about living a steadfast life and choosing your holistic lifestyle. Living a steadfast life and choosing your holistic lifestyle is when you discover that you have to persevere in a way that keeps you close to God, keeps you close to the better version of yourself. So there's some stuff that you accept and some things you no longer accept. This is just as significant as it relates to treating your body like a temple or having certain spiritual habits that's going to anchor a steadfast life. So whether you just want to be healthy or you want to actually be connected to God or stay steadfast and seeking the Lord, this episode is going to be for you. This is both about spiritual and physical nourishment. It's really about getting an insight so you can actually be encouraged, so you can make choices that honor God while enriching your own life's journey. So keep tapping into this episode of Ed Talks Daily as I talk about living a steadfast life and choosing your holistic lifestyle. Let's get it. Ed Talks Daily is all about growth in all aspects of your life. How do you solidify a healthy mindset, a holistic mindset that will lead to healthy body, healthy relationships, and in-tune spirit? If you want to join me in this journey to becoming the best version of ourselves, then this podcast is for you. Find Ed Talks Daily on your favorite podcast app by going to edtalksdaily.com or by searching Ed Talks Daily Holistic Lifestyle and Motivation on Amazon Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, all those great platforms that you may enjoy or listen to your podcasts in. So let's get into the episode as I'm phrasing all this good stuff, we're just gonna hit it. All right, let's go. What does it mean to live a fasted life, a steadfast life? You know, a lot of people think that I could only get the glory of God when I'm fasting. But you can actually get the glory of God when you're steadfasting. All right, so I want you to affirm this after me. Even when I'm not fasting, I'm steadfasting. Okay? When I'm not fasting, I'm steadfasting. Because sometimes you may not be fasting, but you have to actually have a standard. Steadfastness is about a standard that you set for your life. What you're going to accept for your life from a spiritual perspective, what you're going to expect for your life from a physical perspective, how you're going to eat, how you're going to move, how you're going to breathe. It's a lifestyle. Okay, so the holistic lifestyle doesn't just start with the food that you put in your mouth, the practices that you do, or the habits that you have. The holistic lifestyle is about the standards that you live by. And most people don't live by standards, they live by feeling. Let me say that again. Most people don't live by standard. They don't do things because it's a standard for them. They do things because whether or not they feel like it or they don't feel like it. And because people live their lives based on feeling, they aren't able to transform their lives to their standards because they don't have one. So after this episode, I want to empower you to create a standard for your life. What a standard for your life is going to do is going to create something that you're going to raise up to whenever you found yourself going down to the lowest part of you, which we may call the flesh, right? So we call it the flesh. Some people call it carnal, but we can say the same thing because the weapons are not carnal. They're what? Spiritual. So we first have to raise the standard. What fasting does is it actually gets you to taste a better standard of living, which causes you to stay, you know what, I might want to stay with that. So we are actually on week 3 of our Summer Juice Feast fasting program. Those of you who got access to it, it is one of the things. A lot of people miss opportunities because they let $24 get in the way of an opportunity. Or they miss opportunities after they gotten the opportunity because they let technology get in the way of the opportunity. And then the opportunity passed right by and you missed it. But guess what? You have an opportunity every day to make a decision. The lack of decision, there's so many people right now who did the fast in the last 14 days. I'm just keeping it real. Like, I don't care how you feel about me keeping it real. Like, I really don't. Like, a lot of people actually had the opportunity, but they never showed up. They were excited when the opportunity were presented to them. They're like, yo, yeah, I want a scholarship, but I ain't never seen you a day. Right? A lot of people miss opportunities and they just keep suffering, and then they go pray God. Like, bro, you keep suffering because you keep missing opportunities. They be right in front of you. You'll be right in the community and the environment for the opportunity. You'll be finding the exact person that can help you with something, and then you just miss the opportunity. And this is the biggest issue, because people be in their feelings and they don't be steadfasting. Like, you really got to get out of your feelings if you're going to get the blessing. And most people don't live by standards. They live by how to feel. I don't feel like doing something. What do you mean? You mean there's a standard you trying to get to? You mean there's a health you want to get to? Like, people need to stop missing opportunities because they're too lazy to download an app. Like, yeah, I am throwing some shots at some people right now. And I want to encourage you to today to make a decision that you're going to live a steadfast life. Say, I'm choosing to live a steadfast life. You have to be very intentional. When you're not intentional, things happen to you. When you're intentional, things start happening for you because you start making things happen. Like, you really have to start being intentional and have a follow through power, because a lot of people don't follow through. So it's very funny how people don't follow through want to ask questions about people who's following through. Like, my job is to help people stay healthy. That's my job. I wake up every single day and I empower people who are maybe in their feeling to say, there's an opportunity for you to make a change. So the person who says, do I have a job? Yes, I have a job. My job is empowering people to be healthy. My job is to help people get healthy by selling them herbs. My job is to speak life into people. And I don't feed the matrix. I'm working for the kingdom of God. So it's very important, because unintentional people will question your intentional choices. So we have to be very intentional about the choices we make in our lifestyle, both physically and spiritually. So, Jade, I know you're trying to come at me, but I rebuke you, because I'm doing my Father's business and I'm helping people. So let's talk about it. James 1 verse 12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God promised to those who love him. Like, God will actually deliver you, but if you don't stay steadfast in your faith and your choices, you're going to enslave you from the deliverance that you got. Like, some of you, you've been praying to God for deliverance that you got, but only your habits and your choices and your lifestyle gonna keep that deliverance going. Because God can deliver you from something and you could take yourself right back into bondage. So living a steadfast life is when you're saying, I'm not taking myself right back into bondage. I'm not taking myself back to the place that God delivered me from. I'm not going back in the hand of that relationship that I was actually freed from. And because of that, We want to do that. And you know, some people, you just got to do what? Block them. Because they're just here to steal, kill, and destroy. Like, so, but goodbye, this person, Jay. Don't come in my comment section talking negativity when I'm trying to bless some people. Listen, if you want some blessing, comment, drop some blessing on us real quick. All right? People like that make me angry. Like, it's like, get out of here. But listen, we want to live a step, like, away from me. All right, so listen, we got to stay steadfast, because God will deliver you from stuff that only your habits and your actions going to keep you going towards. And you know, bitter people want that bitterness going. Like, bitter people want bitterness going. And when you change, you take yourself back around bitter people, you're going to become a bitter person. So don't let the enemy also, what they call, sift you from the environments that God put you in. Living a steadfast life is also really being conscious about the environment you place yourself in. And miserable people want to make you miserable like them, because when you talk about them being delivered, there's something in them that wants them to be enslaved. All of us, we got that thing in us that we don't want to change. We don't want to transform. Okay, so it's very important that you not only persevere, but you got to remain steadfast. Okay, so you got to choose to live a steadfast life. So one of the major things is part of being a steadfast life is when you get trialed, when you go through situation or circumstances and you feel emotional about things, what you got to actually do is you got to actually not stay in your emotion, but stay. Remember the promise. Most of us, we let our emotions convict us out of a promise that God already had planned for you. So what I mean by that is you feel a certain way, but you forget what's going on. So it's hard for you to persevere. You forget where God's taking you, so you look at the shadows of the valleys of death that you're walking through, and you forgot that the Lord is your shepherd, so now you're wanting, and you think you lack something, but you actually don't lack anything. All right, so living a steadfast life also has to do about being healthy and choosing a healthy lifestyle. So you got to choose to live a holistic, healthy lifestyle. A lot of people think, I'm going to live a steadfast life, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let just sin dirty my life all over. Like if most people don't like this part, but that's where the deliverance comes from. You don't realize that steadfast and sinful doesn't go together. You don't realize there's some stuff, that some environments you can't go, there's some relationship you can't go back in, there's some thoughts pattern you can't entertain. And sin is not just those sins of the spirit are just as important as sins of the flesh. Like some people are bitter in spirit, they're angry in spirit, they're hateful in spirit. They're actually manipulative in spirit, they're controlling in spirit, and they don't see that as a sin. And actually, you're actually holding things against people, and that's a sin in your spirit. And people don't talk about those things. When we think about sin, we think about the flesh, but we don't think about how the spirit can be sinful. All right? So it's important that we choose to do that. So most people, when we say we got to be healthy, the first thing that they say is, why does it say to not worry about what you will eat or drink? That's talking about provision. That's not talking about defy your body with anything. And somebody says, it's not what goes into the mouth of the man that defiles him, but what goes in the spirit. That is a true statement. But that was a specific response to somebody not washing their hands, not while eating, not to somebody eating McDonald's and stuffing themselves into dis-ease and then praying to God to deliver them for what their hands put them in. You're like, God, put your hand in my life and deliver me. And then you actually put in your hands and something that's enslaving you. You got delivered. Now you're enslaving you with your own hands. That's not what the verse is talking about. So when it says it's not what goes into a man's mouth that defiles him, he's talking about where's the condition in your heart and you out here talking about the rules of how you're supposed to wash your hands. That was a specific response to a Pharisee. So some people will take a scripture, flip it around so they can stay in dysfunction and then go pray to God about their dysfunction when actually wisdom is actually a way out of dysfunction. And one of the things that you want to do to be wise is to treasure the temple of God. If the Holy Spirit lives in your temple, why would you defile it? Defiling your temple is not just the sins of the spirit, but it's the gluttony of the flesh. Gluttony is actually a sin. Like you run from your emotions by running to food. And God is saying, you're supposed to run to me, not to food. A food has become your idol. Living a steadfast life is when God is more important to you than your mouth, so you are able to fast steadily. I'm just keeping it real. Actually, a good father disciplines his children. That's what the word says. So sometimes the word has to be in that spirit where, in a way where it actually hurts your feelings, but you still listen to it because it's actually refining something inside of you. Most people can't sit through the difficult word. They go to church, they pray for the healing, and they go to the food ministry after church at the buffet. And God is like, that's backward. You should have been fasting after church. Because your deliverance would have came in your fast after church. But a lot of people don't understand that concept. So they actually don't understand that some things are not broken by just praying alone. It's by praying and fasting. And by praying and fasting, it's not just not eating, it's the steadfasting that you do. It's in your routine, it's your lifestyle. It's by not eating certain things that's unclean. Now, one of the major things that we learn about some of the people that we look up to, like Daniel, is that he lived a steadfast life and he still ate. And in fact, we called it the Daniel fast. There's some meat he didn't eat. He didn't eat meat sacrificed to certain idols. And he ate only things. He was eating only vegetables and fruits. And through his obedience and not defiling his body, dreams and visions was made to know. His actually lifestyle promoted him to royalty. But it was not his lifestyle, but what it allowed it to have a connection to God. A lot of people omit God, choose their lifestyle, and they still can get result, but then God's hand is not on their life, so they don't have the protection of God. Here's what I mean by that is, in the holistic world, and the holistic world is combined of many different ways. Some people make, if I eat healthy, if I do this, if I do that, everything gonna be okay, but God's not in that picture, so they can't have the glory of the anointing that comes when you actually live a steadfast life, keeping your eyes on God. It's two different things. Because you can look at your lifestyle and make it a god and turn your food to a religion, or you can make your food, you can actually eat healthy so that when God is the director of your life, you can focus on his kingdom better. And we're not even talking religion here. We're talking about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus preached one message. The kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is here. That's the message. We're not talking about, this isn't a religious activity. This is a kingdom key activity. Staying a steadfast life ain't a religion activity. It's a kingdom key activity. It's a way to get keys to the kingdom. That's what Daniel understood. That's what Jeremiah understood. That's what Moses understood. They lived a fasted life, and they fasted longer than some of, like 40 days, 21 days. That's what Esther understood. That when you live a steadfast life, when you fast steadily, and we live and eat a certain way, there's a glory of God that's revealed through your life. And living a steadfast life is also the discipline of Joseph. That's having certain standards that you don't give in to your sexual desires, even though she's fine. Even though she's the king wife coming at you because you look good. You're like, nah, I'm straight off of that. And guess what? That's a steadfast life. Righteousness is part of a steadfast life. Do you hear the words that's coming out of my mouth through the power of the Holy Spirit? If you look at me and you think about me, you won't receive this. But if you can hear the word in my spirit, then you're going to receive this and you're going to be blessed. It'll be fruitful and it will multiply. But most people can't see past the messenger and receive the message because they're in the head about who's saying it. You need to hear this. You've been praying to God for too long with an answer that he's been trying to say, change that habit, but you ain't changing that habit. You're going back to God for a prayer. He's like, nah, I already answered that. And he probably even sent somebody to help you, and you slapped the hand away. Some of y'all, God answered your prayer 2 weeks ago when I told you, join the fast, and then you asked me for the link. I sent you the link, but you ain't never showed up a day. And now you probably still praying to God for deliverance from your healing. This is a word. And you're like, man, God, where that was? He was like, I sent you somebody. But you saw the person, or you saw the obstacle, or you saw the limitations, or what you didn't have, and you didn't follow through. And you didn't live a steadfast, obedient life, and you missed out on it. God be sending stuff your way all of the time. And you're like, I'm straight off of that. I'm straight off of that. I'm straight off of that. And you go back praying for it. God's word got to be a lamp into your feet and a light into your path. Those are the spiritual habits to adopt for a steadfast life. You can't just live your life based on emotions or feelings. I don't feel like it. What does the promise say? What does the word say? Is that a lamp? Is that the light? Yo, I don't know if I can eat raw for this. What does the word say? I don't know if I can keep going this. You got to seize the opportunity and a lifetime of the opportunity, and that's how you get the most of opportunities in your lifetime. Because opportunities are often fleeing, but decisions can be made anytime. That means today you can make a decision to change the way you eat, the way you think, the way you live, the way you feed yourself, the environment you walk into. So listen, another spiritual habit to live in steadfast life is what we do here in the tribe. We have a whole, there's something called the Holistic Lifestyle Tribe, which to me is not just a way to stay healthy. It's actually a way to get, stay close to God, is to be in the body of Christ. Right? And that's what God has been telling me. A lot of people don't have any support. And they're like, man, I've been trying to do this by myself. And you have no support. And when you get the support, you don't actually invest and support the support. So Hebrews 10 verse 24 to 25 says, and let us consider how we may spur one another, one toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all more you see the as the day approach. Like, the reason why some of us don't live steadfast is we have no support, and our support system, their habits are not going us towards where we want to go. It's like you can be around people who's all unhealthy, even though they're seeking God, and that's not helping you towards your health. And you wonder why you're still unhealthy. It doesn't mean you need to stop staying from them. It means that there's some things you can't get from certain environments. That's why you got to invest in yourself. Like, if you look below, I be telling people, go to holisticlifestyletribe.com, join, get a membership, get around something that's going to help you with your health. And you actually, you splurge on Netflix. You probably got like 4 or 5 accounts, but when it comes to something for your soul flicks, you ain't on that. You're not intentional and deliberate. And when you get that for free, you still ain't on that. You're not intentional and deliberate. How God gonna deliver you when you don't change the media in your life? When you don't change the rooms that you walk into? Like, you actually spend time with your homie or your friend, and you put together for an 8 or a dub. I mean, make it make sense. And you smoke every day. But when it comes to doing that thing that's gonna help you free, you don't ever pay for nothing. If you never pay for no counsel, and you ask God to deliver, you never pay for counsel. People, if you don't pay for counsel, you're not gonna be blessed. If you don't sow a seed, you're not gonna reap. So I'm actually in a season where I'm like all giving all that, but I'm also very frustrated with people who don't sow. Like, you don't sow, but you just want to reap. Not, it doesn't work like that. There's a nature. As you sow, shall you reap. As you invest in yourself, shall you get back. You can't just be like, yo, I need everything for free. I'm just going to YouTube, find it. Now, you see, you need guidance. You need coaching. And some of you are not willing to invest for your health, but you're actually willing to pay for it in the form of insurance. You're willing to pay for it in the form of feeling bad. You're willing to keep paying yourself to sickness by eating trash food rather than investing into healthy food and herbs. Make it make sense. Like, you know how much money I see people spend on Uber Eats? I used to do Uber Eats. Now I'm focused on God's vision. I haven't been doing it. But I would be delivering foods at 12, 1 a.m. to somebody, and they're like 300 pounds. And when I look at their bill, it's like $30. I'm like, bro, you should have spent that on the tribe. I would have helped you get healthy. Bro, you eating late at night right now. No, I'm just making it make sense. I'm not trying to spare nobody's emotions nor feelings right now. I really don't care. I'd rather for you not to like me and receive the message. I'm just being serious. Like, you spend too much money on Uber Eats and not enough on herbs. Like, you spend too much money going to the club and not enough going to a workshop, not even mine's, or a retreat, or not enough buying a course. You literally want everything for free, and when you get it for free, you still don't show up. That's beyond me. Now I'm like, oh, okay, blessing people means that you gotta bless them with your wisdom, and it doesn't mean making things free, because people don't even appreciate free things. Like, this really changed up my entire mindset. It was like, whoa, I was trying to bless everybody. I was like, I thought I was being an answer to somebody's prayer. I was like, God is like, yeah, you're being an answer, but now you also making it too easy, so they don't care for it no more. So you got to get in the community, and that does something actually in your cells. It changes your cellular format when you're around people that support, love, care about you. That helps you heal. There's something called the vagus nerve. Community helps you with depression, anxiety, disease. You ain't even know it. You like, I'm in my isolation period. Sometimes God gonna call you out of isolation in the right environment. He probably isolated you from one place to put you in the right place so you can bear much fruit in the right environment. Yo, I am not here to spare your feelings today. I don't care about your feelings right now. I care about your life. I don't care about your feelings right now, bruh. Like, sis, I really don't care. I care about your health. Like, I really care about giving to you, like, bitter right now. Bitter is good for your heart. That's what it said. But like, somebody talk to me nice, talk to me sweet. Well, the sweet gonna give you diabetes. Let me give you some bitter, clean your blood. Did you hear what I just said? Seriously, baby, bitter. But it's a blood cleanser. It helps you with your blood pressure. It helps you with diabetes, Cerasy. Somebody says it's so bitter. Absolutely. Put some salt in it. You better drink that bitter. Because you are the salt of the earth. That's what it said. And if I'm going to be salt, I got to be the salt to your bit. I got to be the salt to the bitter. We are the salt of the earth. You know how much importance that salt is? We add flavor, baby. I want to look at your neighbor right next to you like we're in church. And say, we add flavor, baby. Ain't no neighbor, I'm just joking. Look at your neighbor and says, we add some flavor, baby. Just like that. We added some flavor. Jamaica, stand up. Haiti, stand up. Barbados, stand up. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get that bitter, bruh. Listen, this is your season to make a shift in your life. Change your lifestyle and live a steadfast life. The bitter, the better, baby. Exactly, Candace. Shout out to Candace. The bitter, the better. You really have to think about how the choices you make physically is going to affect you spiritually. And the issue that we have in the body of Christ today, the issue we have in the world today, is there's a lot of spiritual people who are not physical, who are not healthy physically, and they wonder why their spiritual life ain't matching up. And there's a lot of physical people who are taking care of the physical and are not alignment spiritually, and they're wondering why their life is not worth. It's both steadfast and lifestyle, a steadfast lifestyle. It's both spirit and body. And that's what holistic living is to me. It's about making sure that Christ is at the head, and what you do is you align your lifestyle to be Christ-like, not just in the spirit, but also in the flesh. You want to make your temple pure. You don't want to defile your temple. Right? There's healing in the name of Jesus. So don't let nobody tell you that if it's Jesus, it ain't holistic. Holistic and Jesus go right together, because nobody makes you whole, more whole than Jesus does. The Bible is a wholeness book. It's a book of how to be whole and in one with the Most High God. So when you hear holistic, stop thinking New Age when you hear holistic. Let's start thinking holistic means we are actually crucifying the flesh and living more in the spirit. That's what we need to think about when we think about holistic. We could change the entire directory. Let's not just think about the habits and practices that omit God. Let's think about the habits and practices that include God. The devotion, the reading of the word. Let's talk about the praising, the praying. Let's talk about the fasting. All of that is in the word. Let's talk about doing good unto others. Let's talk about loving thy enemies. Let's talk about these things coming together in one. Let's talk about community. Let's talk about tribe. It's all in the word. Let's talk about righteousness. Let's talk about kingdom work. Let's talk about wealth and abundance, because we're heir of the kingdom of God. Holistic is all around success, wellness, joy, peace, love, fruit of the spirit. This ain't new age. This has been from the beginning of age. And we don't do things to omit God. We only do things to go to God. We don't try to do things so we could bypass God. We do things so we could connect even closer to God. That's what holistic living is to me. That's what holistic lifestyle is to me. It isn't how many things can I do so I don't have to acknowledge God. It's how many things can I do to acknowledge God in what I do. And it's not by works, but it's all through grace that you're saved. So we got to change the whole word of holistic, because now it gives you so much. A lot of people who follow Christ or are Christians and don't really follow Christ and the kingdom, really follow a religion, say, oh, that's different. Breathing is that. That's new age stuff. So they can actually omit themselves from doing what they need to do. Oh, eating healthy, that's new age stuff. So they can actually omit themselves from doing the right because they don't want to do it. Nah, somebody's feeling getting hurt. Because you just don't want to take responsibility. You just want God to bless you without you doing any work. Oh no, God's just going to bless me. He's going to deliver me. So, but I ain't going to have to do nothing. I don't even have to change the way I eat, because it's not what you put in your mouth that defiles your body, son. You a lie. You know you're defiling your body with that food. You know those emotions is not Christ-like. You know that bitterness and anger is not supposed to be in you all the time. You know you're supposed to forgive that person. It's in the word. You know you're not supposed to be idle with your hands. When somebody says, don't worry about how you should eat, that don't mean be lazy. God said, you better find something to do with your hands. Oh, yeah, didn't you read that part? That part, somebody comment that part. You gotta do something with your hands. You know, I'm not worried. No, I don't worry. I don't even worry that God's gonna feed, gonna put oil in the bucket, but I got the bucket. Let me repeat that again. I don't worry that my oil gonna run out of oil, but at least I got a bucket, and that's called a profession. At least I got a bucket. So every day somebody had the nerve to say, what's my job? You can't understand, because you're still talking about jobs. I don't talk about jobs. I talk about what's my work. That's the difference between me and those negative people. Oh, this is a hobby. This ain't a hobby for me. It's a hobby for you. When you go on TikTok, you scroll in a hobby. When I go on TikTok, I do my father's business. I don't know about you, but I'm very intentional about my video. I don't go on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram. I do my father's business in my videos. This is part of my business. But you don't know about that because you know about a job. I don't do jobs. I do ideas. I wake up to say, what gifting would I make money with today? That's how I operate. I don't operate at what time can I trade for dollars. And I ain't saying that, saying anything wrong with nobody. But that person that came here, don't come with that. Go somewhere else with that. I don't have time to deal with that. You're right. I get to just live my life and be good because I'm living in my purpose. And it's all in alignment with what I was called to do. I found out what I was called to do. You talk about, you talk about videos. You know how many people you watch on TV all day that makes millions? Your favorite people, you watch them on the movie screen. They make more money than you ever made. You talk about jobs? You talk about media? You mean the ultimate way to make money in the world? Don't let people trick your mindset. We are coming in a season. We're living a steadfast life, choosing a healthy lifestyle, developing a voice can help you make income. So listen, as we are in day 15, for everybody who's doing the fast, I just want you to remember, you got to stay steadfast, you got to stay in alignment. Don't let people pick you out. Don't let the devil sift you. Don't let the enemy sift you. Don't let your mind get in the way of God's blessing in the future. Stay in alignment. Follow through with the instructions. Stay tuned. Stay tapped in. Keep showing up. Invest in yourself. Make sure you join the tribe, holisticlifestyletribe.com. Sign up, upgrade your subscription, your membership. Because I honestly, bro, I'm not throwing my pearls like swine no more. And swine ain't by character. Swine is by dedication. Swine is, I'm so invested, I'm gonna sow a seed. I'm not sowing a seed of swine. I'm not throwing that at swine no more. I'm putting my giftings where people appreciate it. Just keeping it 100% real. That's how I'm moving in this next season, because I'm about to give people more than I ever gave them before. And I'm gonna make sure they pay for it. I learned my lesson this last scholarship. 80% of the people who got it didn't even show up. I was like, oh, free don't mean Free means you don't appreciate it. You take it for granted. Paid means you willing to pay something for it. Pay means you're willing to sacrifice something for it. Pay means this means so important to me, I'm willing to let that thing go just to grab onto that. So those of you just watching me, and you're like, yeah, I like this video. You want the steps. You want to know how to live a steadfast life, how to eat healthy. You got to pay for that. You got to invest in yourself for that. And you're going to get paid more than you get paid, than you get paid, than that money you're going to invest in it. And that's go to HolisticLifestyleTribe.com, www.HolisticLifestyleTribe.com. Join the tribe and get access to a tribe to support you while you're living a holistic lifestyle and living a steadfast life. And the thing about this community, the tribe, is that Jesus ain't omitted from it. If you've been to other environments where people talk about their ancestors, we talk about Christ. We keep our eyes on the mantle, as it said. We keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. We pray in this community. We talk about eating healthy in this community. We ain't scared of talking about money. The money to us ain't the root of all evil. The love of it is. And we focus on building wealth. We actually focus on doing more than just going to work every day and giving our hours for dollars. We focus on finding out what our purpose is and revealing it. That's the type of community I'm talking about, holistic lifestyle. If you want to be part of something that's starting to, that is in the beginning stages of being even greater than it currently is, join the tribe. Start a free 3-day trial. Invest something. Go cancel some subscription or something. Right? Shift some money around. Do something so you can join the community because this is going to help you. And if it's not that important to you, then that's you. But I know people getting blessed by it, and you have a chance, an opportunity to get support. And you're like, I'll just go, now I'm straight. I don't need no counsel. All right. Good. How's that been working for you? No, let's just keep it real. How's doing it by yourself been working for you, though? If you can get plugged up to this video and feel like, yeah, I need to change my life. Imagine when you plugged up to a group of people who's transforming their lives and the power of the Holy Ghost is right in there and we've taken the steps. Imagine the transformation that happens from that. Do you hear what I'm saying? So y'all don't lag on this. Go to HolisticLifestyleTribe.com. Let's go, because where God is taking this, he got his hand on this space. I ain't even gassing it up, but I'm going to say, you're going to walk in and walk out with a different level of anointing. You're going to walk in and walk out with a different level of delivery. You're going to walk in with your old habits and come out right with new habits. You're going to walk in with old friends and get a whole bunch of new friends. You're going to walk in with haters and you can come out with supporters. That's just how it is. And you might walk in with whatever idea that you had of spirituality. You're going to walk out with Christ in your heart. I just want to let you know what you're walking into. You ain't walking to a pagan space. You walk into a space that God has his hand on. So go to Holistic Lifestyle Tribe. Join the tribe. Get access to Rising Prime, seasonal detox programs. We got a whole holistic lifestyle 4-week program happening next week. If you want to join that, it's going to be next level. 4weeksofpeace.com is how you could get access to that. Then afterwards, you could think about getting ongoing subscription. So you want to tap into everything that we got going on, because we're about to go to another level. If you're in the tribe, comment, we're about to grow to a whole nother level. All right, y'all, that's my message right there, and I'm sticking to that. Listen, I want to remind you that you got the unlimited power in you to achieve whatever it is that you were called to do. You got more potential than you're revealing. You got more potential than you're revealing. You got more things in you than you're currently acting on. You really do. But first, you got to believe it, and you got to put that belief towards the mantle. You got to put that on God, and God will deliver you from your limiting beliefs and thought patterns and behaviors and habits and desires of the flesh and sins of the spirit. And until that happens, the world will forever miss all the great things that's in you. So you got to remember, you are the light of the world. So remember, let your light shine. Don't hide it. Don't dim it. It's the Holistic Motivator. This has been Ed Talks Daily. If you're watching this video, make sure you go to edtalksdaily.com to subscribe. Text Ed Talks to 561-510-9605. Like and share this video. If you've been a loyal listener of this podcast, make sure you leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I'm out. Just like that, drops mic. Mic drop.